Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host. It is really lovely to have you here with me. Thank you for downloading and pressing play. It is the middle of June, exactly the middle of June as I record this. It won't be the middle of June once it's up, but I'm sure it'll still be freezing. It was freezing when I talked to Scotty this time around, and it's freezing today. So yeah, cold, winter, that's the way it is, and dark. But we're nearly at the turning point. And I'd just like to say, if you've been listening, that I am getting through winter pretty well. I think that going to the gym and actually doing the exercise this year is the thing that is making a big difference for me. But anyway, it's good. I had a really nice comment on one of my other blogs. So if you don't know, also, all these asides at the moment, but as well as the podcast, I write a blog. So a companion blog to the podcast every time I put one up. And you can find that at aquietlifeblog.wordpress.com. So if you look up A Quiet Life Blog, there's two of us. One's A Quiet Life and one's A Quiet Life Blog, and I'm the last one, so I had to do the blog thing anyway. And you can read, or you can just go to ruthamos.com.au and press the blog tab, and then you'll get to it too. So if you're not into listening one week, you can read instead. But Kelvin, who's a new reader to my blog, and hi Kelvin, if you're listening, he read the blog that was Start Small But Start, and he said that it inspired him to do things after he'd failed for years, and that his family was his support that could help him out. And I just thought that was really lovely. And it was interesting that he chose that blog to comment on, because the topic for today's podcast and blog is fairly similar. It's all about how to attack the big jobs. So have a listen to Scotty as I confess to him a failing that I have when it comes to cleaning my house, and then we'll talk more about it afterwards.
Ruth Amos is with us once again. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Good. How are you? Good.
You're all rugged up and you're ready.
It's freezing.
It's rather wintry, isn't it?
Yes.
So what are we talking about?
Well, I really didn't know how to start this. We're talking about cleaning my house.
Okay. Are you looking for volunteers, are you?
Oh, thanks.
All right. Can you give out your phone number?
So I used to have a cleaner, which I know is a highly privileged situation.
Is it the husband? Isn't that what? Or the children?
Well, it was the children for a while. Yeah. But I know I had this absolute machine called Anne, and she was amazing. And every week I'd walk in and my house would be sparkling clean and
nice,
beautiful, and I'd love it. And then she got work elsewhere, and I had to, I even had to give her a reference to this, you know, in aged care, and they said, is there anything you don't like about her? I'm like, no.
Just that she's leaving. She's leaving.
So now I clean the house myself because I work from home, and I feel very privileged to do that, and I'm very happy to clean the house myself. But I was finding myself putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And I'm like, what is going on? You know, what is, I've got labor saving devices. How can this be so hard? And a couple of weeks ago, I suddenly woke up and thought, you know what? All I have to do is do 10 minutes a day. And if I do 10 minutes a day every day, by the end of a couple of weeks, the house will be clean. And then you start again from the beginning. And I thought, oh, Ruth, you silly person. You know, I know about this. I know that if you have a job that's really big, break it down into chunks. So that's what I'm saying this morning.
Nice. Yeah. I wish I had that same attitude. And I wish our children especially had that same attitude. It's like, come on, we're going to clean. And then they're like, oh, complain, complain, complain.
Yeah.
And then finally it's like, all right, the next 2 hours we're cleaning.
Well, that's exactly what I was doing. I wasn't complaining to anyone. I was just complaining to myself. I don't want to do it. But this, the house became so disgusting I couldn't bear to look at it, and then all in 2 hours be clean. But if you're doing 10 minutes, it's such a low bar. It's so easy to, you just, you know, even if our downstairs neighbour is sleeping, 10 minutes on the vacuum cleaner is not going to even bother them, you know. Like, it's just so easy to do 10 minutes. And 10 minutes every day is going to get it done. And it's not just cleaning. Like,
I was going to say, that applies to everything, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, writing, tell people 15 minutes a day, just write and you'll get a book done. Or even things like saving money. $5 in a saving account doesn't sound like much, but if you're putting $5 in a saving account every week, it adds up. It does add up.
Even losing weight.
Oh, yeah.
Like losing weight for me. Like, I'm like 30 kilos overweight, and I get so frustrated, but I look at the whole amount. But then if I start just going to the gym, doing the right things, you know, eating really well, and I see, say, 5 kilos come off, I'm like, this is doable.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, like I can just keep working at this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's just that thing of, you just need that little bit of, I guess, encouragement, you know, and the 10 minutes can often just go, actually, this is doable.
Yeah, yeah. So I encourage anyone listening, like if you've got a really big job that you're looking at, maybe look at ways that you can break it down into smaller chunks. You can, you know, write them out in a chart and give yourself a sticker every time you do a smaller chunk or whatever you need to do. But just break it down into little bits and then you can cross those off. It gives you that feeling of momentum. It gives you, you know, a high that you've achieved something and it helps you to keep going.
And the whole thing doesn't look so scary then.
That's right.
It looks a little bit less scary.
Yeah.
Hey, so thanks, Ruth.
No worries. I need great to go advice. Home and vacuum my house now.
Well, I swear, if you've got 10 minutes spare, you know, pop down to our house anytime you want.
Sure.
No problems. RuthAmos.com.au is the website. Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you. So there you go. That's my new cleaning routine. It's a working solution. I've stuck to it now for about 3 weeks. So first thing in the morning, and I do it first thing in the morning because I have more willpower. First thing in the morning, I don't know about you, but if I leave some difficult things until after lunch, they don't get done. They don't get done. So first thing in the morning, I do my 10 minutes of cleaning. And 10 minutes is such a low bar. It's like, you know, it's not even worth complaining about. Can I do it? Yes, I can. It's only 10 minutes. 10 minutes. So it feels like I'm not using up any of the time that I need to do my writing or my work or anything. It's just 10 minutes. And I even do it before breakfast. Just head in, do 10 minutes of vacuuming, and then that's it. I'm done for the day. So finished. Don't have to think about cleaning until the next day. And the thing that I'm doing is, this is from Sandra Felton's Messes Manual again, which I've raved about before. But she talks about just starting somewhere in your home. And she does this even with decluttering. You just start somewhere, you look at what's in front of you, and you do that thing. So I decided to start down here in my study, one end of the house, vacuum for 10 minutes, and then the next day move to the next part of the house and go, you know, do a whole circuit of the house cleaning as I go just for 10 minutes. And then when I get to the end, I start again back down in the study here. So it, you know, it might take a bit of time. If it takes a week or 10 days, it doesn't matter. Eventually it will all be done and then we start all over again. It may not be the most efficient way to work. I'll give you that. So, you know, in terms of efficiency, doing it all at once, having everything out, getting it all done and putting it all away, that's a more efficient way to work. This way probably takes extra time because every day I'm getting out the cleaning utensils and whatever. But the important thing is, it gets done. It actually gets done. So sometimes efficiency is really, really important, but sometimes just actually doing the job is really important. And I think this does not just apply to cleaning. So sometimes we make all sorts of jobs bigger than they need to be. We look at the whole of the job and we think there's no way that we can do that whole job because it takes too much energy and it takes too much time and we want to do it perfectly and all those kind of things. Sometimes we tell ourselves that it's not even worth starting because we're never going to get finished because we don't have the time or we don't have the energy or whatever. And if you're stuck in that mindset, if that's the way you're thinking about things at the moment, then this is my suggestion. Break the job down into smaller parts and attack each part separately. So I've talked about this before in terms of writing, because when I started writing novels, I was working full time or nearly full time. And I really wanted to do this thing, but, you know, finding the time to do it was really difficult. And what I ended up doing was heading into work 15 minutes earlier, doing my writing for that first 15 minutes. I put a timer on my phone so that it went off 15 minutes in and wrote solidly for that 15 minutes. And you know what? A book happened. Some people do, you know, in an amount of time. Some people with writing say, okay, my goal for the day is 300 words or 200 words. Something really small. I want you to make it something really small so that it's achievable, so that you can really think in terms of doing it. But just a tiny little bit of writing every day will eventually get you a book. It will. Or if you want to learn a musical instrument. I mean, I know that the ultimate is to practice for an hour every day or half hour every day, but you know what? 10 minutes every day is going to enable you to play your favorite song on the piano. It will happen eventually if you just put little bits of time in every day. What I'm suggesting is that we do small, achievable goals with really low barrier to entry, and then you can mark them off as being done, and you will have made progress. You will feel like you've made progress. You will actually have made progress. We often aim for achievements that are so large that they can't be achieved in one hit. And worthwhile things are like that, you know, being able to play nice pieces of music. You can't just sit down and play them. You have to learn. You have to get your, you know, your technique correct, and you have to do your scales, and you have to do whatever. And there's so much to it. Or running a marathon. You can't just get up one day and go run a marathon. You will hurt yourself. You can't just be promoted to CEO from scratch. You can't. You can't be completely self-sufficient using the vegetables from your garden in one day. These are big goals. They are worthwhile goals. They're worth aiming for, but they can't be achieved in one day or 1 week or even 1 year. You need to break them down into smaller bite-sized chunks that you feel like you're achieving. So I wanted to bring a couple of authors into this. So one is James Clear. His book Atomic Habits is really worth reading. And one of the things he says in Atomic Habits is that each small action you take is a vote for the type of person you want to become. So each time you go to the gym, just going to the gym, not actually, you know, we're not talking about having to do a half hour exercise or whatever, but each time you just go, you are behaving as an active person. If you put your running shoes on and walk out the door, you are behaving as an active person. You are making a vote for the fact that you are an active person. Or each day that you write a little to-do list, you're voting for your identity as an organized person. Or each time you sit down and write, you are voting for your identity as a writer. You actually are a writer every time you write. Or if you add $5 to your savings account, $5, it's not very much in a savings account, or $2 or $1, doesn't matter. But what you are saying is, I'm making a vote for me being a financially responsible person, putting this $5 in my savings account. And every small action adds up to the type of person you want to be. And I just think that's the truth. I think that's the way it is. And then the other author that I wanted to talk about is Tish Oxenrider. So her name is Tish, T-S-H. She had hippie parents, apparently. And she has written a book called Notes from a Blue Bike. And she also has a podcast that I've been listening to. And what she says is that a partial solution is better than nothing. And this came to her when she was living in Turkey, and she really wanted to spend time traveling and visiting a loved one, and she couldn't do what she wanted to do. But she looked at partial solution, and a partial solution to wanting to go and hug your loved one is to have a regular video chat with that person. That's the partial solution I'm at right now with my lovely grandson, is that we have regular video chats just to so he can hear my voice. And it's not where I want to be, you know. I want to be able to duck up there and give him a big cuddle, but I can't do that all the time. Partial solutions. Maybe you need a whole weekend away in retreat alone to get your head back together. Well, but you've got family commitments and children that you have to look after or whatever. So a partial solution for that might be commitment from your partner or from a friend to give you an afternoon of unwind time once a fortnight or whatever. So yeah, it's not the big 3-day retreat, but it is a little bit. So yeah, I've got another one. Would you like to start a large practical project, but you don't have a garage? That is our problem here. We don't have a garage, and Miles is he loves practical projects, but there are partial solutions to this. And one of them might be to join a men's shed or a ladies' shed and use their space and their equipment. Yeah. So just two things, and vote for the identity that you want to have. And maybe if you can't do the whole thing that you want to do, maybe you can do a partial solution. My ideal for my house is that once a week it's sparkling clean all over. I loved coming in after the cleaner cleaned and seeing the sparkling clean house. But my partial solution is just to get it clean as I go. So a little bit each day. And I just think that that little chunk, just doing a little chunk, breaking the job into parts and cutting off the parts, it's like eating a bag of chips, okay? Well, you don't ever look at a big bag of chips, do you, and think, right, I'm going to eat this whole thing. But just one little chip at a time, believe it or not, the whole bag of chips goes down. So you may have a job that looks as big to you as a family size bag of chips, you know that one little chip at a time, you're going to eat that job. You're going to get it done. So yeah, I want to know. Please write and let me know what big task you're trying to accomplish and what sort of bite-sized chunks, what chip-sized chunks have you broken it down to? What partial solution have you embraced? You can find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author or at A Quiet Life Blog on Twitter or even email me at ruth@ruthamos.com.au and I would love to hear from you. And as always, if you think this would be helpful for anyone, if there's somebody else you know who is doing a big project, who is trying to break it down into bite-sized chunks, please feel free to pass on everything to them. Head them over to ruthamos.com.au where they can sign up to my mailing list. They will get free worksheets and they will get the links to the blog and the podcast there as well. So whether they're a listener or a reader, that's the place to send them, ruthamos.com.au. And I will chat to you again next time.